Sometimes, listeners, I get to drive a car that's designed purely for fun. The Toyota GR Supra GTS is such a car. Here is a two-door coupe with two seats and a tiny boot space. The style brings mixed reactions from people, love it or dislike it. I like it. Inside it's tight though. I'm 170 centimeters tall and fit comfortably, but my husband is 190 centimeters tall and it's a squeeze for him, although it's one he's happy to do, I have to say. The Supra GTS is powered by a 3-litre inline 6-cylinder turbo petrol engine. This is good for 285 kilowatts of power and 500 newton-meters of torque. There's an 8-speed sport automatic transmission driving the rear wheels. Performance is good at 4.1 seconds from 0 to 100 kilometers an hour and top speed of 250 kilometers an hour. Not that we'll ever see that on the road. On the track, maybe. As you would expect, the Supra is responsive to driver inputs. Ask it to do something and it does it. Simple. While the Supra is fun to drive, I'm not sure I could live with it every day. Also, there would be very little change from $100,000 to buy it. This is Motoring Minute. I'm Brenna Fraser.
The clock is ticking and the change is happening. The Australian vehicle fleet is going electric and you need to keep up to date with ecocarguide.com.au. Head to EcoCarGuide now for a look at the Lexus electrified sport that's coming to Australia. There's details on the Melbourne Electric Car EV show, details on battery health on a hybrid or plug-in hybrid EV, and Audi's giving you the chance to win a Q5 TFSI E. All those stories, so much more, ecocarguide.com.au.